I'm going to take a few minutes to set the stage, and then Dr. Sauer will give us some insight into the real-world impacts of the current state of subject matter eligibility in the life sciences space. And then Professor Mossoff will explain how the Mayo-Alice framework is both over-inclusive and not helpful, and outline some possible solutions. So the topic of this session is patent eligibility challenges facing diagnostic methods and personalized medicine, or as I like to say it, the problem with Prometheus. Now, I refer to the Mayo versus Prometheus case as Prometheus because it was the Prometheus patent, but Mayo is shorter and easier to say, so we'll be hearing that as well. So why are we talking about Prometheus 5 years after the decision? Well, diagnostic and personalized medicine has only gotten more important over the years and even earned a recognition or mention in President Obama's State of the Union address in 2015. It's embodied in the Healthcare Act, the Obamacare Act, outlines initiatives to promote research and advancement in this important technology. The White House has its own web page dedicated to what they call precision medicine and promoting its progress and implementation. And this is what the White House is saying about the importance of this technology. For those of you who the first session was directly applicable to, this slide gives a little synopsis of, you know, what is precision medicine.